Bro, they just had a memorial service for the queen, bro. You're not distraught?
Yeah, you know, I'm black. You know, she did so much for us. For us black Americans.
For black Americans.
Yeah, it's like, I'm really hurt by this this tragic loss in our community.
I can tell. And I hope that all the other black people in our community are
just as hurt as we are.
Right. But they're not. And that's the issue. Right? That's the issue at hand. I've been seeing a lot of people making fun of the queen, actually.
But she's done so much.
Has she? Has she? I think that she's done so much to get hate from us.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact, I didn't want our viewers or... Okay, so I'm going to say it like this. When I was looking through TikTok, I seen a lot of hate, right?
Okay.
I'm like, damn, what the hell? What did these niggas do? What did these niggas do to make that nigga that mad? What did that nigga say in the Boondocks? What did these niggas...
Damn, what did she do to make that nigga that mad?
And I started thinking to myself, man, what did he do to make them niggas that mad?
Exactly. What did she do to make black people so angry at her or dislike her so much? We came up with four things. Let me tell y'all. We did our research, all right?
It gets deep.
It gets really deep. Like, she's really kind of like a sick individual. And let me explain why. So the first reason why people are hating on the queen, right?
Right.
I wrote this down. I did my research, like I said. The queen, right?
Uh-huh.
She legit killed somebody. Well, nah, I'm not going to say legit. She allegedly killed... or took place in getting a hit on somebody,
okay,
in the royal family, right?
Right.
It may have been because, like, of I don't know what they were saying. I think it was because of power control, something that was going on in the palace. Like, they was having some issues in the royal family, right?
Okay.
And, like, some conspiracies from when I was doing my research even suggested that it was because this princess, because... princess was killed.
Yeah,
was killed. Was prettier than her. Ooh. This is all allegedly, but this is a reason why people may hate the queen.
But did you also know that she allowed her husband to get brutally beaten right in front of her?
What? She didn't help?
At all. Some say she just watched.
Some people say she just watched.
And there's even footage.
There's footage of it?
It's
so
footage.
This is recent.
Recent.
Oh my God. This is why people hate the queen. Hold on. Another reason why people really might, like, really not fuck with the queen.
Yeah.
Is because, so, allegedly, she pulled out a gun, right?
Right.
She pulled out a gun on her family friend, Stoney. And practically was the reason for her friend TT's death.
Ooh.
It gets deep. It gets deep. It gets deep. TT had a child. TT had a child, my nigga.
A baby?
A baby.
Okay, but check this out.
What's up?
In 2018, I could not go anywhere without hearing one song that she made.
She made music? The queen made music?
I don't know if y'all remember this, but I can go to a single girl's room without hearing the song Medicine.
Oh, I remember. I remember. That song by the queen had the street on lock.
Do you guys get it? We are hating the queen for no reason. Like, name one thing off of the top of your head. Let us know in the comment. One thing off of the top of your head that you know that the Queen Elizabeth has done to you.
Hey. I'm going to make it even easier on y'all.
Okay.
Name one thing you know about the queen. Like, nigga, I don't know shit. I don't know nothing.
The jokes are making me laugh. I'm not going to lie.
Hey,
the jokes are funny. But it's like, why are we going so hard for somebody that we know absolutely nothing about?
Maybe that's what makes it funny. I really wonder, like, people in Britain, they really might be getting angry at these jokes.
I don't think so.
We going crazy. We going crazy, bro. That shit don't even make no sense.
Nah, the Irish people going stupid.
For real?
I don't know if you've been on Irish Twitter lately. They were at the game. They were at a soccer game, and they started a chant that said, "Lizzie's in a box."
Yo, chill. Yo. Nah, but for real though, for all seriousness though, I did do a little bit of research, like a tad bit of TikTok research. It's TikTok research. So I don't know how true it is, but they were saying that she kind of played a part in the colonization of black people. Granted, she's only been in power for like 70 years, but like that whole family.
Nigga said only been in power for 70 years. That's a lot that of shit is a lot years. Of,
but really, they don't be doing shit. But yeah. Like that whole entire family, they're low-key the reason why black people was enslaved. Yeah. Like low-key, these niggas in Britain, like I still don't understand why they even have that whole system in line. Like niggas really got a king.
Yeah, See, and I was looking at that, but I was like, damn, because it said something about the transatlantic slave trade. And I was like, how old is this woman?
That's what I'm saying.
If she was around during the transatlantic trade, slave trade.
No, niggas. Hold on.
That's what she said, didn't it?
No, nigga.
I could have sworn that. I was like, damn,
no,
that's
nigga,
old.
No, nigga, chill. No, nigga, no, nigga, no, nigga. You are in college. You're making colleges look bad, my nigga.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
I know this nigga
that's
did not
what,
just say
that's
that
what
shit.
The lady said on TikTok.
No,
hey,
nigga.
Don't blame me. Blame no, her. I'm about nigga. To, I'm no, about to put her at.
The transatlantic trade was way, 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 way in the past. That's I was going to say way, way, way in the past. I would say at least, what, 200, 300, maybe even 400 years ago, my nigga. 70 years, Martin Luther King was still here.
Hold up. 70 years is not Martin Luther King, nigga.
How much you would have bet?
70 years. Martin Luther King. Wait, was he alive?
1960s?
That's 60 years ago. I know because my parents was born in the 60s.
The nigga was not still alive? You think Martin Luther King saved the slaves? You think he freed
not,
the slaves?
I did not say that. You see how niggas put words in my mouth?
Martin Luther King freed the slaves.
The girl in the video you sent me, nigga, said something about the transatlantic slave trade.
No, she was saying the family. The family.
It's an old-ass family, goddamn.
It is an old-ass family. That's the point, though.
Fuck Queen Elizabeth and her family. Okay, my bad. I'm so,
you're damn near saying fuck the whole UK, nigga.
Fuck UK.
Ooh.
Except for Dave. Dave makes good music.
Ooh.
And
Central C?
Yeah,
can I be a homophobic? Yeah. My bitch is gay. Oh, come on over to America, man. Nah, but for real though, man, I hate to see it, but it's like, fuck it. It is what it is, man. People in America genuinely just don't give a fuck, bro.
But all right, so how would you want people to react if you died?
I think
I'd be sick if it was a whole Twitter thread full of jokes just about my death. I'd be sick as hell. I'd be turning to my grave. Like, that shit's crazy.
Hey, I know for me personally, I want people to remember me as somebody that brought people together.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, like, my lifelong, like, thing that I want to do when I, like, thing that I want to have, like, I envision my death, like, funeral and shit to be.
Yeah.
Right? My name is Million. I want a million people to be at my funeral. Or damn near around it, just to say like they knew me and I inspired them and I did so much for them. That's what I would like. That's what I would enjoy.
You want to sell out the Staples Center for your funeral like Michael Jackson?
I'm just saying, bro. I just want to be touched. I want to touch a lot of people on a mass level. Pause. But I just because I said touch. Pause. But I just want to say that I brought people together type shit.
You know. Not that I just thought, like, you just made me think about something, bro. Niggas was really selling tickets to Michael Jackson's funeral.
That's crazy as fuck, bro. That's crazy as fuck. And I was thinking about it earlier, too, because I was like, shit. Well, just now, you said you wouldn't want people to laugh at your death type shit,
yeah.
Right? There's a couple of people here that, like, that's on Earth right now that would definitely be laughing at that.
Yeah,
R. Kelly, that nigga, sad to say, I'm laughing at
probably
that nigga.
Laugh.
I'm probably going to laugh at that nigga. Like, damn, nigga, you did too much. Who else?
Who would I laugh? Like, cause there's gonna be some good jokes. Mitch McConnell.
Oh. That nigga, he about to get slayed. If he dies, bro.
That's going to be hilarious. Who else? Donald Trump and both Joe Biden.
Both of them niggas they're going down in history as the L-est presidents in the world. The biggest L's in the world.
Niggas are laughing at them.
Oh my God.
Who else? I think that's pretty much like everybody else. I feel like they have a decent enough fan base of people who love them that like they wouldn't really tolerate no jokes from their ass. Like, I couldn't see nobody laughing at Bernie Sanders' death.
Nah, that's gonna be sad.
That's gonna be sad.
That's gonna be sad. damn, Donald Trump ain't got no fans. Nah, them conservatives gonna be crying.
Bro. But you gotta think about it, bro. The niggas who are gonna make fun of him are internet trolls, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know what I'm saying? The conservatives are gonna be mad as fuck behind, and they're gonna be laughing at the fact that they're mad. It's up. It's up for Donald Trump.
If and ain't nobody, don't nobody respect Biden for real. Yeah. I might cry. Hey, tell you what, if he passes this bill, which he did, if he gets my student loans erased, my nigga, oh, I'm bawling, nigga. Yeah, I'm crying. I might even go to that nigga funeral. I might go to that nigga funeral, bro.
Nigga might buy a ticket to Joe Biden. But how would I want people to? I don't know if I want people to be sad if I died.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. I if everybody just happy and smiling,
no, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want niggas singing "Happy" by Pharrell.
This nigga finally died.
I'm not saying I want niggas to be happy. I'm saying like I don't want niggas to be moping and shit. Like if I die, I want niggas to like, ah, oh, damn,
fuck that.
That's my boy.
Cry. I need you crying. I need you to be hurt for the next couple of months. I just want you to be like, damn, we really lost a good person. That's what I want.
I don't want y'all to stop living though. Live, but be sad about the fact.
For sure. So tell these folks about our fucking time that last weekend, bro.
Okay. So first of all, shout out to Holla at Crazy, Big Holla, yo, the fucking GOAT.
Go.
Right, we wasn't even supposed to record this pod, but he put us on with a connection that we couldn't pass this opportunity.
We just couldn't. We really couldn't.
So this Tuesday, Holla calls, he called Mill first. Mill didn't answer. He calls me and he like, hey Trey, I just called Million to pick up. Like, where you at right now? I was like, I'm in Fort Valley. What's up? He said, will you be free tomorrow at around 3? I was like, yeah, I get out of class like 1 o'clock. What's up? He said, Casanat needs some dudes for his stream. Pull up. I'm like, Casanat. I'm like, the Casanat, like A&P House? Are you?
I was so sick when I called this nigga back. I called him back. It was like literally 2 minutes after he called because I was just got done talking to my mom.
Yeah.
And so I called this nigga and I was like, yo, what's up, Big Holla? What's up? He was like, oh, I already told Trey. He was like, Casanat needed some folks to come out. And I already told Trey. Nigga. When I tell you my heart dropped to my ass, nigga, I was like, there is no fucking way me talking to my mom and not picking up for 2 minutes, nigga, just made me, nigga, I'm over here thinking life was over, nigga. I just missed Casanat. I just missed the opportunity to meet Casanat, bro.
When I say Million never not answers the phone, it's never a time where you call Million and he doesn't pick up.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
So he said Million pick up. I said, what? I said, are you okay?
Bro, the one time I didn't pick up, bro, it was like I was gonna pick up, but like 2 weeks prior to that, he called me and he was like, "Oh, my bad, it was on accident."
Yeah,
I was like, "Damn!" So I was like, "Oh, he probably called me on accident again," but I'm gonna text him and let him know, bro. I was so sick when I heard that you got it. I ain't gonna lie. It's not that I was hating. I wasn't hating. It's just that I was like, "Damn, I wish it was me."
I ain't gonna lie. I told my girl earlier, bro. I said really deep down, I'm a hater. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I don't be envious of other people. I'm a hating ass.
Nah, envy isn't hating though. I wasn't gonna be envious of you because I was gonna be there. Guarantee you. I was gonna find a way in that motherfucker. You don't understand. As soon as he said that, I said, oh yeah, you're gonna have to send me that address, nigga. Send me that address. I'm gonna figure out a way to meet this nigga. No cap. Yeah. Either if I'm the cameraman or something, nigga, I'm gonna do something, nigga.
But and at this point in time, we didn't even know the full scope. Like, he didn't say, yo, this is the plan. He gave everybody else the rundown. He just said, hey, pull up to the A&P House, nigga. We said, all right, that's a bet.
I had work, nigga. I said, fuck work. Fuck all that shit. I had class, too. I was like, fuck all that shit, bro. Casanat needed somebody. And then what happened?
The flyer. And on this flyer, it is a picture of Casanat ex Tiana Trump.
When I tell you, bro, that night, a nigga could not get no sleep. Just did not get no sleep, bro. I'm over here just like, I'm kid you not. I'm laying down. I would just be like, Casanat.
Tiana Trump.
And then I would jump up. Nigga, Casanat and Tiana Trump. I was would look in the fucking mirror and be like, nigga, Kaisa Knight and Tiana Trump, I'm about to meet these niggas at the A&P house, nigga. Oh my God, bro, I was going crazy.
And then I was so excited, like, my girl don't know who either of them motherfuckers are. So I'm talking about, I'm like, Ken, I'm about to meet Kaisa Knight and Tiana Trump.
I'm telling you.
She's like, who the fuck is Kaisa Knight and Tiana Trump? So I had to explain, like, you know, Kaisa Knight, biggest streamer in the world or whatever. Tiana Trump, probably top five porn stars.
Facts, bro. And then I was just like, bro, we're about to go inside of the A&P house, nigga.
And you know, I tell y'all all the time, like, I used to go to middle school with Davis. I'd be like, I know Davis. You make fun of Davis in middle school. He saw me. He actually remembered me. I was like, oh, shit.
I don't know. He kind of, I ain't gonna lie. The way you talk about this nigga, bro, I thought he was gonna be like, oh, shit, John.
Nah.
This nigga literally is like,
you went to FLA? Yeah. Oh, okay. But you gotta think about it. We should make fun of this nigga.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I thought this nigga was gonna either be like, fuck you, nigga, or like,
you thought he was gonna give me a Taj reaction?
I thought he was gonna do something. But I'm like, hold on. This nigga low key was a letdown. I was like, it was a letdown. But you gotta think about it. It was a letdown for me at least.
If you saw the nigga, what did that nigga say about your nostrils, bro?
Who said what about my nostrils?
Bro, we was like, we had that podcast. He was like, this nigga.
Oh, hickeys with my neck. we gonna get a clip of that too. We gonna have to get a clip of that.
If the nigga from your high school that said that you could give hickeys, if you saw that nigga,
mm-hmm.
What you gonna be like? You be like, oh, you went to my high school?
Flex?
You're gonna flex? Well,
hey, that nigga was really humble. Honestly, all them niggas was really humble.
Yeah, them niggas are. That's what I'm saying. Like, why would they like? So yeah, but I was like, he was like, hey, you went to FLA? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, that's dope. And he just kept it pushing. I was like, all right, it was a lot more than I expected. I ain't gonna lie.
Cause like, when I tell you, bro, the one nigga that I did fold with meeting, bro. And I ain't never been like, okay. Remember when we were sitting on the A&P couch, right?
Yeah.
And we seen Kaisa Knight.
Yeah.
We saw that nigga. Damn, we sound like some dick riders right now. Hold on. Hey, nigga, this is a monumental moment for us. Let us enjoy this dick. Goddamn.
Pause.
Hey, for real. Remember we sat down on the couch.
Yeah.
And Kaisa Knight walked in. Nigga, the way I looked at you, I was like, bro, if I look at this nigga, I was so excited, bro. I almost jumped up and gave this nigga a hug, bro.
And Tiana Trump's car was crazy, bro.
That shit was fire.
And then, but when she walked in the house, everybody, it was like 12 niggas, 13 niggas sitting on that couch. It was like, because it was the 10 of people who were actually on the stream. It was like three like niggas who were just friends and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, yo. That's her.
We didn't even hear her. We didn't even see her. We just heard her voice. We heard a voice, my nigga.
That sounds like Tiana. That's how you know niggas used to be horny as hell.
I'm saying, bro.
Niggas recognize her voice.
No cap. She really legit got niggas through a good time, like a hard time, bro. She really did, definitely
helped me through puberty. Shout out Tiana, man. So we get on the stream and then we play Guess the Virgin. And I ain't gonna lie, we guessed the Virgin as soon as the Virgin walked in.
Bro, no cap. As soon as this nigga said, hey, y'all want a piece of candy? I don't eat this. I was like, oh, so it's either you're Muslim or some shit, and Muslims definitely are virgins, or you're just a cornball. Because that nigga was a cornball, no cap. Hey, I told the nigga, I said, oh, so you're the Virgin. I called this shit out.
I ain't gonna lie. You and Cuddy, light skinned nigga with the red hat.
Yeah, he was like,
you the virgin, ain't you, bro? Because I was like, bro, ain't no way. And I just kept, I texted this nigga, bro, because the dude, he a cool, like now that it's all over and said and done, and we understand what he was trying to do, he's cool. But at that point in time, he was annoying the fuck out of me. I'm not gonna lie. I texted a million, bro. I'm like, bro, this nigga's fucking corny, bro. He would not shut up, and it was him and his other dude arguing. And he just kept saying, like, you're a content creator, bro. You're a content creator. Like, nah, I don't make content, bro. I'm just here.
You talking about that big swole nigga?
That big swole ass nigga.
God, that nigga was corny.
Both of them niggas was annoying the fuck out of me, bro.
It's not that.
Because they kept going back and, like, they kept bickering back and forth. And I was like, bro.
That was like corn paws. Yeah. Like, no cap, bro.
We have a bond now, so we cool, but it was...
For sure. At that point in time,
y'all was annoying to see. That
big swole nigga definitely could have passed as a virgin, too.
No cap. Yeah, for sure. So, We go downstairs and we get, all right, so we get to playing the game. You know, Mill goes down there before me. You go down there first, right?
Yeah, so I go down there first. They said, because I was the second person to go.
Yeah.
I go down there first, and I ain't going to lie. I'm petrified, my nigga. Because I only made eye contact with Kaisen that once.
Yeah.
But, and then I come down and I see him, and he's actually speaking to me now.
Next one up! Okay.
Hi.
Okay, hold on, okay. Hold on, okay. What's your name, sir?
Million.
Your name is what?
Million.
Million?
Yes, sir.
Are these okay. Fake names?
Million? Your name is Million? Is that your actual birth certificate name or is that like a nickname?
That's my real name.
See you soon. What's your name again? Million.
Okay. Million. I don't think his name is Million.
It's not Million.
I don't think his name is Million. Chat, y'all think his name is Million? I don't know if his name is Million. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
damn, I sound like a fucking fan.
Nigga fanned out.
What the fuck, bro? We need more famous people. We can't be acting like this. Yeah, we can't be. Yeah, we can't be talking
lucky,
like this either.
Lucky Diggy. Lucky Diggy.
No cap. So I see the. You right. Let me act like. So I see the little nigga. I see Shawty right there posted up.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, like. I don't know what the fuck they got going on type shit.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here just chilling type shit. Like, cause I'm like, fuck it. I ain't finna dance for her or nothing.
Send them down. Oh, this is a brolic nigga.
He looked like one of the other ones that came in.
What the fuck? This nigga's a juggernaut. When the last time, you know, you did the nasty?
Like last night?
Last night?
Yeah, I'm a frat boy.
You a what?
I'm a frat boy. I'm in a fraternity.
Oh, let me, if you don't mind me asking, can I see like a little, hey,
the carpet,
oh, no, come on, all right, come on, you take your shoes off, yeah, let me see something, nigga,
you want, you want to play a song,
huh,
you want to play a song,
oh, okay,
I know, yeah,
wait, because, wait, are you, what are you,
I'm a Sigma,
that's high,
you like that,
yeah, good, right?
I ain't finna dance for her, man.
Hey, no cap. Tiana Trump. Hey, it's my turn. Hey, fuck what Mill talking about. It's my turn to go down there, right? And it wasn't even for Tiana, bro. Ka Sinat asked the stream. All right, hold on. Let me explore. All right, so I walked down there. And then, first of all, as soon as I walked down there, they like, didn't we see you before? Because me and Mill built the same. He got a couple inches on me. But we built the same. So then you just come down like, nah, I'm a completely different person.
They kept on calling him Million.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I'm Trey. Like, it's because this nigga's name is so fucking...
Bye!
Fuck this nigga's name. Bye! But so I'll get down. I'm like, yeah, I'm Trey. This, that, and the third. They ask me where I'm from. Ooh, ooh, wah, wah. Long story short, like, they go through. They ask me a whole bunch of questions. Like, what's your type? And at first, I was just playing around with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I was trying to throw him off. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew the game. It's Guess mm-hmm. the Virgin. I wanted to be the one of the last niggas. I wanted to bask in that limelight as long as possible. So they asked me like, what type of girls you like? I like big girls. Mm-hmm. I said I like big girls. I don't really like. Ain't no wrong with a big girl, that's more Mills thieves. But I was trying to get a laugh. They're like, what's your favorite position? I was like, I like hearing that shit clap from the back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they finally get into it and they asked like some more personal about me. I said, yeah, I'm in a frat type shit. And they was like, oh, you in a frat? Like you be stepping and shit? I was like, oh, that's when I fucked up. I didn't even mean to mention this shit. I was like, oh, that's why I fucked up. I said, ah. Oh. I was like, yeah. They said, let me see you do a little whoop whoop. I said, fuck. I said, it's costing that, bro. So I got up there. I did a little stroll or whatever. Tiana Trump said it was hot. That's all that matters. Mm.
Did she though?
She did. She said, I ain't never seen that before. We got the footage, nigga. We can run back the footage. Fuck you.
I don't know.
I think
she said the niggas with the tongues or the shoulders.
Fuck you, nigga. Hey, so I did it, whatever. So that happens, right? So we all go upstairs. Everybody, like, oh, yo. Like, everybody was like, we were all up there having a great time. We even met Elite Life KD. Shout out to him, too. Mm-hmm. But, so we're having a great time. We go back downstairs, and this is the lineup.
Now, bro, when I got down there, I'm already like, bro, there is no way they're not finna guess the fucking virgin. I was like, there's no way they're not finna guess this nigga right next to me.
Yeah.
So I automatically was like, you know what? Fuck it. Since I know I'm about to get kicked off, I'm about to try my best to spit some motherfucking game, nigga. Spit some motherfucking game, bro. So they ask us to put the goddamn banana in the fucking condoms, right? Yeah. To show, like, if you know what you're doing. I'm like, bro. At first, I was thinking, I was like, huh, maybe I should try and make this last. And I was going to try and blow on the condom, but that shit would have been weird. I was like, nah, I ain't going to do that shit.
That would have been a major pause moment.
I wasn't going to blow on no fucking condom. Rooms
would have said pause.
Not enough views could have got that. It wasn't enough views type shit. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do my thing. So I popped the condom with my teeth. Bow. Put the banana on smooth as fuck. Bow. Grab the banana, put it right here near my dick. Bow, bow. Hit that bitch on the table. Bow, bow. And I looked her in her eyes. Bow, bow. Because at first she scared me the first time I went down there. I had to let her know, like, I ain't scared of you for real.
Next, this nigga too funny. Okay. Oh, okay. Wow.
That's that drunk shit.
Pretty smooth.
Oh, he knocked before he enter. Okay.
Man. That nigga knocked before he enter. Like, I put you in your place.
I ain't gonna lie. Whole time, I was, like, for a majority of the shit, like, because I was right there in front of her. Mm-hmm. We was making eye contact, like, half the shit. I was like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Mm-hmm. I was like, please look somewhere else.
I said, please bow, look bow, that way. Tap, tap. She bit her thumb. You ain't see that. Nobody see that. I'm gonna show y'all. She bit her thumb. Okay.
You like doggy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like getting
rolled.
I ain't
you like getting...
I like the knees. I like the
Oh, like when they on top.
But they gotta use their knees, though.
Yeah, she been finna to get on top of a nigga.
Oh, for real? I placed my resume before I leave.
Okay, and
She bit her thumb. And she kicked me. Well, of course, they kicked me out after that.
Yeah.
But I just felt a little bit more confident because I was like, damn, I actually tried my best to spit game to Tiana Trump.
Yeah.
I was sick, though, because when I left, that's when it really started getting good.
All right, so Million should have been the one who stayed. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God. I have a girlfriend. I love my girlfriend, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I love my girlfriend. So Tiana Trump is like, all right, we gonna figure out who really the virgin. Everybody's grabbed my ass. And when I say the 14-year-old in me was like, nigga, we've been waiting for this for years.
So they can't touch me.
Like, if you want them to come up one by one to grab it, no.
I
want to
see how they do it.
No.
But the 23-year-old man in me was like, nigga, you know you can't do that, right? Oh my God. So everybody go out there, grab that ass, and then it's me and this other nigga's turn. And I'm looking at him, he looking at me, and I was like, hey, bro, you going to go do that shit? He was like, nah. He was like, you going to go do that shit? I was like, nah. And then they asked us, they was like, are y'all going to come touch it? We was like, I was trying to call. Did you not hear me yelling? I was like, Million, come tag in.
Tag in. Get in there. Get in there. Come tag in.
You me.
Hey, Million, come tag in with me.
You did not hear.
I swear to God. It's on camera. I said, Million, come on. I was
saying, swear to God.
Swear to God, I was trying to get you to come tag in.
Because, nigga, I ain't going to lie. I probably didn't hear it. Because I damn near threw the fucking phone, nigga. Upstairs. Like, I know this nigga is not about to pass up on this offer. She is bent over for this nigga right now.
Couldn't do it.
Sitting here sick as fuck. I'm like, yo, ain't I no love fucking my girl. Way he Couldn't about to it. Pass. Fuck that. I ain't gonna lie. I would have did it. She would have got over it and understood.
So I ain't touch it, bro. And I was like, Million, like, come. But
you were saying that?
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I swear to God,
my heart even more, bro.
So I was yelling, thinking Million that he did not come grab Tiana Trump ass. So neither one of us got to touch Tiana Trump ass. I had a good reason.
I got a hug though.
I got a handshake. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even get a hug. I got a handshake though. But so after that, she only kept me on because she was like, I'm going to make him crack. Like, she was like, oh, yeah, he going to do something about it. I stood strong, y'all boys. I don't know if that's dumb of me or smart of me. I feel like it was a smart move, but let me know. I want to know what y'all think. Let us know in the comment.
I think you're a L, man.
I think I'm a W boyfriend.
I think any woman that I would have been with would have had to understand. As a matter of fact, Isaiah caught me. Isaiah has a girlfriend, right? He legit said, my girlfriend knows off rip that I fuck with Tiana Trader, like Tiana Trump's content. So she would have had to understand. Like, no cap, bro. That's what he told me. But yeah, let us know, man.
All right. It's so bad, though.
Hold on.
Before we get to that, the next part.
Yeah, I did want to show y'all, like, that I did hug her, right? And is it stupid of me to put this on my Tinder? Like, I think it's a fine conversation starter, right? So let me show y'all what my Tinder starts out like. All right, so it starts out like this. I'm going to put it in a video. It starts out like this, right?
Right.
You know, like, nice little smiling pictures, things like that. Bow, Tiana right there. But you can't really tell it's Tiana because the banana is in the face.
Yeah.
And I had the banana in my hand, though. That shit was kind of hard.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That shit is kind of hard.
That shit does make the picture fire. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no cap.
Not going to lie.
And then, okay. Last, you know who that is after that. So I could have put it in there at the first because shit, you wouldn't have seen my face.
Yeah.
But that's a cool fire.
That's a cool conversation.
I low-key wanted to put it as my lock screen. But I was like, I ain't gonna dig right that.
Oh shit. So speaking of Tiana Trump, so we get later on in the game, right? Speaking of Tiana Trump and the banana, right? We get later on in the game. And now it's me. So the other dude with a girlfriend got eliminated. It's me and one more dude with a girlfriend. We was like, hey, look, we not coming up there with you, like. Fuck that. So she's like, nah, come here. So I walk up there. And he walked up there first. She wrapped the legs, right? I'm like, oh shit. What the fuck about to happen to me, bro? So I walk up there. She's like, would you let me suck your dick?
Okay. All right, your turn to talk. Go ahead and talk, man. Just cut a simple combo. Phantom not here.
What's good?
You watch my porn?
I have before, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, when I watch. I don't watch it anymore. I don't watch porn.
Why?
It's not good for your health and your mind.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's not.
I feel like it's good for watching and then doing, like
doing. There would be a lot of people pregnant right now if there wasn't porn. Like, a lot more.
But it's a lot of misinformation also.
Like, what? Porn.
Like, ain't no way I'm finna go clean somebody pulling their fuck bro wife. Like, that's just not going to happen. It's a lot of misinformation that's given to
us. This nigga's on a real scene.
Okay, yeah, that's obviously not real, yeah. But I mean, I've done stuff that's like that before and it was real.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. But I don't watch porn no more. I used to, though. But no.
Would you ever, like, let me suck your dick?
Nah, because I plan on being with my girl for a long time.
Would you ever have a threesome?
Nah.
If your girl,
nah.
But if your girl want one,
if she want one, then yeah.
You wouldn't want a threesome?
Nah, not by myself. Nah, it's too much.
Why?
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah.
Wait, what's too much?
Like you said, like you explained all the rules. Like I can't do what I want with the other person. It gotta be 50-50. Can't nothing.
Well,
like,
no,
that's a lot.
You can leave. You can abandon me, cause I'll fuck with her, or I'll fuck with you. Mm. Like you don't. You have to just make sure your girl feels like it's 50-50, so you have to make sure you pay a lot of attention to her.
I said, no.
You wild.
I said, no. She said, why not? I said, I'm good. Or I forgot what happened after that. I kind of zoned out. I'm not going to lie. And then my mom came back, and she said, can you pick me up? I said, nigga, do you see me? Yeah, I can pick you up. She was like, pick me up right now. I was like, can't even do it. So I had multiple opportunities to touch Tiana Trump, and I didn't do it. I don't care what nobody say. I'm a W boyfriend. I don't give a fuck.
She still ended up blocking you.
Right. I did not get blocked.
You legit said that.
I said that on stream, but I was just for a dramatic effect.
You still had to have a long-ass conversation.
Conversation wasn't even that long.
I'm in love. No, get the fuck on, nigga.
Hate that shit. Nigga. I told you, shit. Niggas be hating. Hey. Niggas be hating. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. We both hating ass niggas.
No, I ain't hating for real.
Yeah, he hating ass niggas. Okay.
I promise you, I'm not. I'll take that back. Because by the time that the stream was over and we all went upstairs,
yeah,
nigga, there was no more smiles in my face, nigga. I'm so fucking pissed off at that point, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. We all sitting there having fun. Everybody just chopping it up. Because every single nigga over there damn near smacked their ass or was close to it. Except for me.
And
everybody's just having fun, dapping each other up, talking. I hit up Trey. I'm like, hey, nigga.
You ready to go? I was like, damn.
I'm sitting here hearing niggas getting all happy as fuck. I'm like, nigga, you ready to go? I didn't want to hear these niggas.
I'm talking about niggas up there. Niggas was chopping it up with Agent. Niggas was chopping it up with Davis, Chris next door. Like, niggas is they acting like they know us, bro. Mill is not in the mood for none of that shit. He's like, hey, bro, let's go. I'm like, nigga, you want to leave? I'm like, we have all these good opportunities to make connections. I just dapped up Chris next door. He's like, let's fucking go, bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That one had me hurt a little bit. And I kind of feel bad because the one person, like I was saying at the beginning, like the one person that I legit was kind of scared to talk to because I probably would have been dick riding is Agent. Like, yeah. I respect that nigga so much. And I was going to be like, yo, so like, you think you could give me any tips on my content and shit like that?
Yeah.
Next time I see that nigga, though, I am.
And there will be a next time. Nah, fuck no Fs. There will be a next time.
Okay.
And thank y'all so much for sitting down and listening to us talk about the Queen and our trip to the AMP house. Let us like, comment, and subscribe to this video, and we'll see y'all in the next full episode. Peace.
Music, entertainment, black culture, we're listening to,
and I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.